Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, let me just get a simple breaking and entering, but, you know, maybe with a twist. Shaken, not stirred.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm good. We just recorded an episode of Bless Their Hearts where you wanted me to be proud of you. You nailed that intro. I was very proud of that.
I'm really proud of myself.
That was so good.
That was so off good. The cuff, too.
That was great. Yeah,
I mean,
people think we plan things at this point.
I don't plan things.
You're way off, but this is, I mean.
You'll know why Jamie's proud of me in just a little
bit. This is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N.
It's absolutely absurd. And we got 10 minutes to get it to you. I don't know if the story takes that long, but the speculation could go on forever.
Yeah, it's not going to take long. So just last week, a couple weeks ago, November 29th, 2025, there were multiple reports coming in early that morning about a liquor store that had been broken into in Ashland, Virginia. The Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority, the VAABC store, is located in Hanover County. So, yeah, I guess employees went in there, and it looks like this place had been ransacked. I mean, there were liquor bottles thrown off the shelves. There were, of course, glass bottles broken in the floor. This looks like just somebody came in and destroyed the place.
First of all, is this just the name of the store? The Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Authority? Because I hate that. I hate it even more if it's an actual, like, legal group that controls liquor stores. Either way, I hate it, and it deserved to be ransacked. But, you know, breaking and entering, damaging property, these are serious issues that can hurt businesses.
Yeah, I mean, and who breaks into a liquor store and doesn't just steal the liquor? Like, why did they destroy the liquor? So it sounds deeply personal.
It sounds like a vendetta.
Probably even. Because of the name.
I bet they're wearing a mask. Probably.
They probably are called the Liquor Bandits.
Okay, let's do that then. So
multiple people.
Yeah, and not us, totally not us. So officers respond to the incident, and what they found in the bathroom, passed out from being drunk, is a sprawled out, unconscious raccoon.
You had a pet raccoon. Was his name Bandit?
His name was Bandit, and he would never be involved in something like this.
Was he, like so tore up from the floor up about not being with you anymore that he broke into a liquor store in Hanover, Virginia?
It's certainly possible.
I miss you, Dad.
He don't love me.
Come back home.
So, yeah. So, a raccoon broke into this liquor store, knocked all kinds of liquor off the shelf, and drank the liquid off the floor and got stupid drunk.
This is the beginning of a really good kids movie, right? Like a raccoon, you know, trying to find his buddy, and he goes into this weird store and then spills some stuff. And he's like, I got to clean it up because they'll be mad at me. And then he wakes up when the police come into the bathroom.
And then the kid's just trying to keep the raccoon away from authorities because he believes the raccoon's turned a new leaf.
Yeah.
And is going to be a positive influence on other raccoons.
Yeah.
Surveillance footage shows the break-in, the raccoon climbing into the building. You can see him wandering through the aisles.
He drops out of the ceiling like he's in Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I have Mission Impossible music in my head when I watch these videos. He's knocking stuff over. Like, you can see everything he does. They called in the Hanover County Animal Protection Shelter. They secured.
Why does everything in Hanover County have to be super complicated? Yeah. Why can't it just be the animal shelter?
It's like the play. It's like, man, we're running out of gas. We have to go to the official Ashland Hanover place where you buy gas.com.
This is one family who owns the monopoly of businesses there, and they're like super self-conscious about how their status is in town.
We have to be clear about what we're selling, guys. There were no signs of physical injury besides probably having a hangover, and they were able to capture the drunk raccoon because it was absolutely unconscious when they got there, and release it back into the wild. It's not the first time that wild animals have been intoxicated or accessed human stored alcohol or other substances. We've talked about the cocaine bear that was a real story that they made a silly movie about. But there have been a lot of different times that animals have consumed substances that make you not be yourself. And as it turns out, raccoons can get drunk too.
I love that so much. I hope this little guy can get on a path of sobriety. It's Christmas time. I believe in miracles, man. I hope this little guy can get the help he needs.
I'm so worried about the insurance claim. Do you have wild animals getting drunk inside your store insurance?
I feel like that's a very routine clause that is underwritten in all West Virginia policies or yes. Virginia.
Yeah, it's Virginia. It should be. Obviously, there are going to be no charges pressed here. I think this...
If they didn't put that little guy in little bitty little people handcuffs, they really missed an opportunity.
What if there was, but I mean, legitimately, what if there was no footage and they just walked in and found the raccoon passed out?
Then what if the raccoon left and then they just arrest the town drunk?
Yeah, they would assume it was a human, right? Because this looks like.
You came in here, you left your little footprints everywhere, you crapped all in the floor.
The little footprints, like he tracked bourbon all the way back to the bathroom. Now, obviously, this is a sillier one. I think this makes up for maybe one of the horrific cases John has brought to True Crime to Go over the years. This raccoon, just thoughts and prayers, hoping he can get back on his feet and get back on the right path. But John, thank you for bringing this to us so we could... talk about it into a microphone because that's more fun.
That's a lot more fun. Guys, we love you. And we'll,
This has been a story about a raccoon in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.